like hanging down, they're lying down. That's the mum. But the Chanina ben Antigna Seimer, sheyesh leishnei gab. He also know the word gab in the Torah does not mean with the eyebrows, but it means a kohen that has like two backbones. Or the most at least it looks like two. Ushtei shedroyes, it looks like he has two backbones and two vertebrates. That's what it looks like. Now the Gemara says, the gibein, deim loy mashma. You want to say the Torah when it says gibein means he does not, he's missing something, he's missing the eyebrows. Or a minimum, I have a question. The Brisa says, gibein, what does that mean to say? Sheyesh le gibinim harbi, it means for care. He has a lot of eyebrows. That's what gibein means, he has too much. Now, ein liya le gibinim, I only know if he has too much. No, forget. Ein loy gibinim, let's say he has no eyebrows. Or ein loy yele gabinech, he only has one eyebrow. I mean, I don't say that's also possible by a kain. On this time, the apostle comes to each and says, oy gibin, it says, oy gibin. So, Kovar on Sakash and Amishnah, on Mishnah's Mashma, the word gibin itself means where he does not have eyebrows. And here at Mashma, no, the word gibin itself means he does have, he has too much. And from the word oy, we dashni does not have. The word says true, Omar Rava, zel medroshoy oy gibin. Our Mishnah is coming to explain the drosha we dashni from oy gibin. Not from the word gibein itself, but if there it says the word oy gibein, that means to say even where he doesn't have the eyebrows. Reb Daisy Amos says, no, gibein there means he has like two backbones. For the Mordle Meimur, the Chai, you want to tell me a person that has two backbones, he could live. Just his possible do the Avoido, I've written with it like this. Hamapeles Beria, Sheesh Leshnei Gabin, if an Isha has a miscarriage, and the baby has like two backbones, Shnei Shedrois, the Yom Rav. In such a case, Bishen of Vlad, that's not called a Vlad. And Bebehema, also Bechila. Bebehema is called a Trefer, can't live, it's called also Bechila. So who you see, a thing like that can't live. So where it says, Kvar Romin Alei, Rav Simi Bechil, a Rav. He asked this kasha to Rav. The only said back to him, Simi, the rest of like a great person like you, Simiyat. Like a great person like you, don't you know the answer? And she says, Simiyat. Chochem Golu Kamoscha, any little Talatas, can't you answer this? That the answer is, Ela Bishet Rosa Yakuma. The Mishnah means to say the Kohen has like a crooked backbone. It looks like two. But if Adon and is only one backbone. So the Maisa the Kohen could live. Though the Psal is, it's not Shoba Bazar Shalaram. Now the Mishnah says, Hachorim, there's a Psal in the Torah of Chorim, something wrong with his nose, Psal. Ezeh Chorim, what's called the Chorim? That means his nose is too sunk in that ha-kerchoshtein of kiyachas. If you want to like paint from one eye to another eye, put some medicine in, go straight, you could go straight across. There's no nose in between to stop you. Another psul would be shtein of lamala. Two of his eyes are above the normal place where eyes are. Roshtein of lamata. Two of his eyes are below the normal place where eyes are. Roshtein of achas lamala, vein of achas lamata. One is above, one is below. Or else, even though his two eyes are in the same the right place, but he can't see straight. With one eye he sees up and one eye he sees down. That's also a mum. Sochi Shemesh, a kind that can't look at the sun bothers him. Fiha Zagdin, you'll see in the Gemara what these are. Zagdin, the Atsirin, Rasvashinoshra, Rishainov, his eyelashes fell out. Possum of Neymarasayin. This last case says the Barisa Enoi, that's where it says Sarah Shababath Enoi. That's like the hair on the eyelids. If that fell out, that's Possum Mishum Marathayim. So turn around, Chorim, what does that mean to say? Shechoitmoy Shaku, his nose is sunk in. Choitmoy Soilet, Choitmoy Boilum, Choitmoy Noitif. All these are Mumim. So as she says, Choitmoy Soilet means Shekotzabokha, it's a very short nose. Chert, my bolim is opposite, it's a very long nose. Oh no, bolim is shenistam nikovim, that the holes are clogged up. And chert, my noita versus means orach, very long. These are mumim. Minan, how do we know even these things pass on the kayin? Talmud, it says, oi chorim, to include even these things also. We have Yaisi Mino, ein chorim mela akoychoshtayen of kiyachas. So the only psul is, where mamash the nose is like sunk in, that you can go straight across from one eye to another eye. But as long as there's any type of a nose there, Rabbi Yehoshua says, it's not a mum. Or Melody said back to him, no, Hiflakta, you went too far. Now, that's not true. Ava Pish and a couple of Shteyen of Kachas, it's also a mum. The Chum said back, no, even though you have some nose there, you can't go straight across. But if the nose looks funny, too short or very long, that's also a psul. It's not called Shabbat Bezaroi Shalaron. Yeah, we'll stop here.